Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Löschen is to delete. Löschen, to delete. How would you say I delete? Ich lösche. How would you say you delete? Du löschst. How would you say I delete the file? Ich lösche die Datei. How would you say I delete the folder? Ich lösche den Ordner. Den Ordner. Why do we say den? Because löschen is an accusative verb, so it triggers accusative endings and articles. Der Ordner, the folder, is masculine actually, but an accusative, the accusative masculine article is den, so it becomes den Ordner. Ich lösche den Ordner. So the thing you delete in German is the accusative object. Ich lösche den Ordner. How would you say I delete my folder? Ich lösche meinen Ordner. How would you say I delete your folder? Ich lösche deinen Ordner. How would you say I delete your file? Ich lösche deine Datei. How would you say I delete my file? Ich lösche meine Datei. How would you say, how do you delete a file? Wie löscht man eine Datei? Here we use man, the impersonal pronoun man. Wie löscht man? How one? How does one delete a file? Wie löscht man eine Datei? Man, not der Mann, that is the man. Mann meaning you, one, the pronoun, written with one N. Der Mann is written with double N, with two N's. So Mann, wie löscht man? How does one, yeah? Wie löscht man eine Datei? How does one delete a file? Or how do you delete a file? You in a general sense. How would you say, how does one delete a folder? Wie löscht man einen Ordner? How would you say in the past, I've deleted. Ich habe gelöscht. You see, gelöscht is the participle. G in front, T at the end. It's a regular verb with a T at the end. Ich habe gelöscht. How would you say, I've deleted the folder? Ich habe den Ordner gelöscht. How would you say, I've deleted the folder a while ago? Ich habe den Ordner vorhin gelöscht. So in German we can say vorhin, a little while ago, a few minutes ago. Vorhin. Ich habe den Ordner vorhin gelöscht. How would you say, I've deleted the file a little while ago? Ich habe die Datei vorhin gelöscht. And you remember, gelöscht is kicked to the end, the second part, the second verb is kicked to the very end. Ich habe die Datei vorhin gelöscht. How would you say, when have you deleted the folder? Wann hast du den Ordner gelöscht? How would you say, when have you deleted the file? Wann hast du die Datei gelöscht? How would you say, a while ago, I deleted the folder. Vorhin habe ich den Ordner gelöscht. You see, when we start with vorhin, vorhin occupies the first position, so we have to follow up with a verb in German. Vorhin habe ich, a while ago have I. Vorhin habe ich den Ordner gelöscht. Because you remember, in German, the main verb is always fixed at the second position. And here the participle, the second verb, is kicked to the very end. How would you say, a little while ago, I deleted the file. Vorhin habe ich die Datei gelöscht. How would you say, yesterday, I deleted the file. Gestern habe ich die Datei gelöscht. How would you say, on Monday I deleted the folder. Am Montag habe ich den Ordner gelöscht. How would you say, why have you deleted the folder a little while ago? Warum hast du vorhin den Ordner gelöscht? How would you say, why did you delete the file a little while ago? Warum hast du die Datei vorhin gelöscht? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb spenden, to donate. Spenden, to donate. Like to donate money. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.